Deerhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice. AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Thanks for tuning in. This is Gearhead Radio, and I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy. Leanne and Mallory in the house.
We're here.
Oh, we're here. He didn't even... Oh.
Sorry.
This is the game we're playing.
That was Mallory. That wasn't
we're
me.
Here. We're here.
That wasn't me.
Mallory's crawling around, and I'll see how long I can stay on the mic during the show, as always, because she's a very able body now. Good morning.
And she's out.
Come back, Mallory.
Anyway, this is Gearhead Radio. If you're just tuning in for the first time, appreciate you being here. And for all of you tuned back in, welcome back. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you tuning in, coming down to the shop, saying hi, making sure you're a loyal KPRL listener every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775, if you feel inclined to call in with any questions that I may have the answer to. Or any answers you may have to a question I have. This is works both ways here. So feel free to call in at any time. If not, just kick back and let's see what we can try to learn together. Lots of stuff always in the auto industry. We'll talk maybe about leadership today. It's important. What do you think?
I think it's very important to have someone's mic on if That's you have true. Them in the studio.
Yeah, see how that works? We'll see where this goes.
I'm helping you be a leader already.
I never have a schedule when I come in here, so I did it first the first year, but we just fly by the seat of our pants.
Yeah, we used to write scripts and notes and be so overly prepared. We'd never get to it, or we wouldn't get through it, and then you get used to it and you just have fun with it.
Text line is also open, 805-238-5775.
She's excited about the text line, if you heard her.
She wants to hear the text line. So first things first, let's talk about a little bit of weather today. We got some showers moving in later today, this evening.
But just today, right?
Just today. Tomorrow's partly cloudy with a high of 63. Monday, getting back up into the high 60s, where we'll get up into the low 80s by Thursday. Full sun. Looks like Thursday of next week is going to be quite a nice day. 80 Friday, and then back down into the 75s, low 70s next weekend, partly cloudy and mostly sunny. So,
sounds like beautiful springtime. Sounds very typical.
Lots of nice weather coming up. Events going on in the area. Next week, we have the 29th annual Cruise in Morro Bay Car Show. That's April 30th through May 2nd. So that's next Thursday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yes, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So Friday's going to have the cruise night, 6 p.m. starts at in Morro Bay. So if you want to go check out a cruise or if you want to enter your car, I think it's $95 to enter your car. They do start staging Thursday so that you're ready to go for the cruise on Friday. And then the car show is Friday and Saturday, but the big car show I think is on Saturday. Comes with a dinner for $95. That's not a bad deal.
It's pretty nice, and for our memory's sake, it was Mallory's first car show.
That's true.
Yep.
The Classic in Pismo, that's coming up May 29th, so the end of next month. Put that on your calendar. It's May 29th through the 31st. That's the Classic at Pismo Beach, the 40th annual, the Big 4-0.
And this weekend, I know there's a handful of stuff going on. Wine for Paws, Kite Festival in Morro Bay, and there's some other things.
Yeah, the sidecar.
Oh yeah, Diane mentioned it.
Yeah, at the Paso City Park. I don't think it's gonna get rained out. It's just a little cool, but
I think it'll be nice.
Yeah, it'll be nice. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
I'm Mr. Excursion Guy with the blown tranny.
Yes.
Okay, well, it's finally almost 6, so, you know, I called your shop, but I never got a call back, so I unfortunately, I did take it somewhere else, but they pulled it apart and they said that there was a metal, it was like metal mayhem in there, but all the internals were totally fine.
Well, that's good.
So I don't know if the converter just blew up or blew apart or what, but he said there was metal all through that sucker.
Yeah, it's pretty typical.
So that's getting fixed, so like whatever. But I have a question about my turbo. So do you know if it's easy or practical to switch from a VGT, a variable geometry vane turbo, to a non-VGT and maybe get a smaller one if I'm not towing and I'm just going around kind of around town here and there? Or should I really stick with that VGT style?
That's a good question. I mean, they both have their benefits, right? There is more problems with that, with the variable one, than there is with a standard one. The one thing I think you might run into is going to be on the emission side, because you're going to have to retune the computer to ignore the fact that it's not able to have the variable pitch geometry turbo. And I think that might run into some calibration ID problems, which would then fail your emissions test. Don't quote me on that. I'm not 100% sure. At this point in time in California, it's just easier for me to stay away from it altogether. Because they've integrated so deep. But, it's a good question. I don't have the exact answer for you, but my gut feeling would tell me that you're probably going to run into some smog problems because you're going to have a check engine light and you're going to have to retune the computer. And I believe that's going to change the calibration identification, which then will fail the smog.
Okay.
But if you're not worried about smog, then...
Well, I am. I'm not leaving anytime soon. The percentage is stuck real high, and then when I jump on it, it does drop, but it kind of sits at like the max. You know, I think it's 75 or something like 84%, and then when I drive it around, it just stays like that until I get into it, and then it starts dropping all of a sudden. So I don't know if there's like a wiring. I replaced the whole harness, and I just can't tell. I don't feel like the vanes are stuck. I just didn't know if there's any way to kind of check that stuff without pulling the turbo off, because that's a whole kind of a pain.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, not if you want to physically check it. There are some testing procedures you can do. Requires a lab scope and a lot of experience in what you're looking at, because you're looking at current wave and. You're looking into the potentiometer meter and knowing where all that stuff's supposed to be. So a little bit more in depth than I could probably try to explain over the phone, but
that's fine.
It is possible. Yeah. So the easiest way is pulling it off and just looking at it. And I mean, it's very common for them to get carboned up and get sticky and not be stuck all the time. You just got to take them apart and clean them. It's part of maintenance.
Yeah, it's weird because I had a water pump go a long time ago, and then I kind of washed the coolant off, and I, you know, did what they always tell you not to do and sprayed the engine off, and then I lost all that VGT. So that's why I didn't know if it was somebody had told me that if I had sprayed cold water on the turbine, it might harden. I don't know. I've replaced the solenoid, like I've replaced the harness. I just am kind of lost. And that's the only outstanding issue with the truck.
Interesting.
So, okay.
Yeah, it might just be coincidence. I'd probably take a look at it from a different angle and just maybe go about it like it just happened out of nowhere, instead of, you know, thinking that you put water somewhere, because sometimes that leads you in the wrong direction. It might just be coincidence that it happened all at the same time. That way you check basic stuff, you know, instead of looking for like, oh, I got water in somewhere, what could I have gotten water, and just look at it as like, okay, so this is the problem now, how do I fix it, and just go through the steps that way.
Yeah, and pull it off. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, when I get it back, that's the next thing I'm doing.
So. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Well, good luck.
Appreciate it.
Let me know what happens.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Turbos.
It just makes me think of the movie. The snail movie. Turbo. It's literally called Turbo.
Oh, Turbo, that's
right.
It's
a kid's movie, but it's like, I don't know, 10, I don't know how old it is, but it's not new.
All right, last one for events I want to get to before we get into the next segment here. Golden State Classics, put that on your calendar. That's the car show at the Paso Robles Park
That's always a big fun one. Favorite 17th
annual. Don't forget about the Friday night pre-show party. Go to goldstateclassics.com to find out more.
End of May, so a month away.
Yes.
That rhymes.
And come on down if you want free coffee. Right?
Yes, because we're going to be there serving complimentary coffee, especially to the early birds.
Only the early birds.
Well, I guess it depends on how much coffee the early birds drink. So first come, first serve. It'll be what, our third year? Yeah, our third year doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woohoo!
Mallory will be doing it. She'll be handing it out.
Hopefully she won't drink it. She'll just hand it out.
All right, that's all I got. What do you got?
Oh, actually, I do. I do have some stuff. Number one, I'm semi-distracted. Mallory keeps going behind the door. Oh, and we're on a break anyways. Good thing I didn't have something. I have something when we come back from break, and it's exciting.
I timed that pretty good, huh, baby? She's laughing.
When we come back, I got some cool stuff to talk about.
So don't go anywhere. Thanks for tuning in. This is Gearhead Radio on AM 1230 KPRL. We'll be right back after the break.
Hi, my name is Austin Streamland. At Slow Heating and Air, our passion for delivering exceptional quality and service never wavers. We're a family business serving our neighbors with honest service you can trust. We can help you fix, maintain, and install new heating and air conditioning systems.
And if another company says something big's broken,
call us for a second opinion.
805-423-5119. That's 805-423-5119. San Luis Obispo Heating and Air Conditioning, Inc., keeping you in the comfort zone.
Are you curious what your valuables are worth? Plan to go to Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry May 19th through the 21st for the estate buying event. Speak with the specialists who will give your items a free, no obligation offer. They will be buying gold and silver jewelry, diamonds, coins and currency, artwork, antiques, military memorabilia, and more. Get paid for your unused valuables. For more info, call Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry at 805-238-2231 or visit bellajewel.com.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
I don't need whole lots of money. I love that song. And actually, it's true. You don't need a lot of money at Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, we have a lot to celebrate. First of all, we're celebrating our third anniversary already. Do you believe that? So by celebrating, I want to say thank you to all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that consistently buy from us. So thank you to them. Thank you to all the repeat customers. And for more celebration, we got slabs and prefabs. Buy one, get one free. We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have 270,000 feet of luxury vinyl. So come on down to 3850 Ramada for tile and slabs and 447 North Main Street for our cabinets and for our luxury vinyl. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Looking for a foot pain solution that doesn't cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars? Get the right fit at Tackins Shoes. Tackins has the latest Atrix 3D foot scanning technology available in-store, and it's free. In just minutes, their knowledgeable team will scan your foot to identify your size, pressure points, and arch type so you get insoles built for your feet for real comfort that lasts all day. Tackins Shoes at the corner of 8th and Spring in Paso or on Marsh Street in Slo, across from Wells Fargo.
And welcome back. You are tuning to Gearhead Radio. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. We're located at 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles. Check us out online at shiftinggears805.com, and that's shift with the letter N, gears805.com. You make your appointment online. Very easy, very simple. You can also check your rewards balance. We have a Key Lime Rewards. You're automatically enrolled at your first time coming in for any repairs. You start earning 2% back on all future repairs. But you can check that on your website, on our website, and check what your balance is. You also get a free oil change after you get 4. Lots of perks, benefits, kind of a small token of appreciation to give back as much as we can. That's what we like doing. And that's why I'm here every Saturday, 9 a.m., to bring you Gearhead Radio.
And that's why I'm your monthly guest star.
That's true.
To support and have fun.
Are you having fun?
No one has questions for me, but that's okay. I probably couldn't answer them anyways.
I have questions.
Oh, yeah? Give me one. Hit me.
What were you going to talk about?
Oh, yeah. Let me adjust with baby here. Has anyone heard of the company called Xpeng? X-P-E-N-G.
Oh, Peng with a P.
Yeah, what do you think I was saying? Xpeng. It is a Chinese company that has vowed to produce the first flying car to be mass-produced in 2027.
Yeah, we've had that a couple times already.
Yeah, but no, they already have like models out that they're testing. It honestly just looks like a big ass drone. The payload can only hold 440 pounds. So basically like 2 people, right? 2 people and some luggage, maybe.
Flying cars is so 1985.
Ha ha. Well, here's the thing. It doesn't even look like a car. I don't think they should be calling it a flying car. That's just like a sexy headline.
Well, it's a flying vehicle.
It looks like a drone. It has like 4 little helicopter spins on it.
It's a flying vehicle.
It's a flying unit. I don't.
Well, what's the definition? What's the definition? What's the definition of a car?
I don't know, but it's not a car.
Well, what would define a car? So you can say, so it's got to have 4 tires to be called a car?
No, it's not about like that, but I think it's got to like
a vehicle
kind of look like a car. It doesn't have to have
like a wagon tires. Could you call it a flying wagon?
I think because it's
like Volkswagen, that's just like the people's car, right?
I mean, so it looks like a drone. It has it has 4 the helicopter propellers. I think if it has, okay, here, if
so you're gonna
it
call
has
it a large
exterior
people, a large
propellers,
people
then it's
carrying
not a
drone.
Vehicle.
Is that what you're going to call it? A large people carrying drone.
What are the little airplanes called? Isn't there a special name for the tiny little airplanes, like the bush planes?
Like an ultralight?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's very specific like rules to be considered an ultralight. It has to, for one, be light, so it has to be under a certain weight.
Okay, but that
and then
but that's
has,
my point.
It has
point.
To be under
it's
a certain
not,
mile per hour in the air.
It's not a flying vehicle.
It has to have a speed that's a certain low. You don't have to have a pilot's license. So there's different things.
Exactly my point.
Okay.
Exactly my point.
So what do you want to call it?
I want to call it
think about it. We'll come back.
Personal flying device.
I mean, that sounds like a jetpack, but
something like that. Well, I don't know how far off it is. It's like, you know, it's just enough for you to sit in. It's like those flying car little vehicles that you already see like when you're in Mexico and it's like super sketch. They're like $20. Fly
no
a car over
about.
The beach. You don't?
Are you talking about parasailing?
No. It's like a gyrocopter.
An ultralight.
Something, whatever. I don't even know if I know what you mean by ultralight, because I don't know if an ultralight is a bush plane. When I say bush plane, I'm talking about the tiny little airplanes that barely fit 2 people.
Like a Cessna.
No, I think smaller.
It's getting deep in here.
Anyways, Xpeng is the first to do it, and now in China there is like a flying car race. Like before we had like the race to the moon, now it's the race for a like mass produced flying car in China. Like it's a thing right now. And as of now, it's going to cost $300,000 per flying unit, is what I will call it.
Oh, perfect. Not bad at all.
So well, like a small house in another state.
So if you're
state.
In the market for a Rolls Royce or a Ferrari or Lamborghini, you can also check on the list that you can buy a flying car.
Everybody's getting in the race. They're just not as aggressive as China.
I don't know if that'd be on my list if I was in the market for that. But well, speaking of innovations, I think AI has a big part of the new automations that's coming out with vehicles. And we talk a lot about AI and ChatGPT, and it's going to change the marketplace significantly because AI is not going to take your job, but a person that's good at AI is definitely going to take your job. I think it's a good way to put it. So
I agree.
So you can talk to anyone who isn't retiring this year about job security, and the conversation is bound to drift towards artificial intelligence and the very real threat that it poses to human jobs. But the more the bots track our movements and learn how we do our jobs and how we troubleshoot, the smarter they become and eventually take our place. As the logic goes, right? So once upon a time, Americans feared that cheap overseas labor would end up with their jobs. Now the existential crisis comes from everywhere, even here with American companies like NVIDIA. Now, is any occupation protected from AI poaching beyond plumbing and sanitation engineer? How about car designers? So sure, AI can generate all sorts of car concepts in a matter of seconds, but are they just reinterpreted versions of cars already in production?
Isn't that what humans do anyways, though? They're just reinterpreting...
Not the good ones.
What we know.
Not the good ones. You have these like once in a lifetime, like John DeLorean, right? Like these guys that like reinvent the wheel. Thought we had a call there.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you get like... Chip Foos, Boyd Connington, you get like these guys that are like reinvent and they're completely original. And I think that's what changes the landscape, right? Henry Ford, right? And that was like the beginning of time. Who was he copying? He didn't have like information to go off of. I mean, just all the big three, right? And Dodge, Chevy, Ford, there was nobody that they followed behind. They all introduced it on their own. Good morning on Gearhead Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Larry Sonoda.
Hey. Yep.
Larry Sonoda. Remember that name?
Larry Sonoda. I do not remember that name.
Yeah. Well, he had something to do with a lot of those C2 Corvettes, I guess. And he is the one that took that Gaudi Mach 1 and made the Boss 302 out of it.
Interesting. Larry Sonoda.
No, he was interned in a Jaina prison camp, in the 40s, and just turned into be one of the most amazing car designers ever.
Interesting. That's a new one for me. That's not ringing a bell.
Legendary for us old guys.
Yeah, I mean, and that's where it just stays there and nothing changes for decades and decades and decades until someone new comes along and we just haven't had. I mean, it's like rock and roll music, right? Like it's. Like, when are we going to get the 80s bands back again, The guys that, like, sat around and just thought about music instead of conceptualizing it on a computer,
Yeah, well, something that's one of the, a guy named Exhibit. He's the guy that did the Pimp My Ride
show. That's right, yeah, yeah.
And I heard him on a podcast, saying hip-hop's been good to him, but the world is ready for another AC/DC.
Oh, for sure.
It's a hard rocking band, and same with a hard country band that isn't all hip hop.
Yes, that's very true.
And a couple of the country bands have showed up. Man, Chris Stapleton, I love that guy.
Yeah, there's some good original artists. I just feel like there was a time, and I've thought about this a lot, but it's almost like a detriment, right? Like back when, like Kurt Cobain, right? And like, so Audioslave, and you had all these like huge names coming up in like the 90s, and there was so much competition and they were all so good. And it's like, man, it's like, yeah, everybody's really good at this. And it's like, could you imagine at that time being an artist? You're like, this is so saturated. And it's like, if they were just, if one or two of them was like a decade later, there'd be no competition for them. It's just amazing how it all comes together, but it's almost like the competition in itself is what created such the great music, you know? And it's the same with automotive. Like, you get more of these guys together, the competition gets better, and then the product gets better for us.
Yeah, there you go. You know, they're so limited now with, you know, you got a good model of car you like and it goes away because of safety or smog. So,
yeah. Hey. Hey, thanks for
the call. Anyways, hey, I hear your music. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, bye. All right. On that note, got to take a break. Good topic, though. We'll be right back.
Ace Auto Care, 1 mile east of El Camino on the corner of Traffic Way and Via, Atascadero.
Fox News, I'm Paul Stevens. There seems to be some confusion as two top White House officials are heading to Pakistan for renewed peace talks, they say, with Iran.
Iranian state media claims Iran's foreign minister is not going to meet with the U.S. delegation, Jared Kushner, and special envoy Steve Witkoff. White House press secretary Caroline Levitt tells Fox News that the U.S. delegation is traveling to Pakistan and that Iranians are asking to meet face-to-face in Pakistan.
Fox's Matt Finn in Tel Aviv, Israel. The White House still considering a bailout package to save Spirit Airlines.
This comes as a lawyer for Spirit Airlines said Thursday the company is in very advanced discussions with the U.S. government on terms of a material financing package.
Fox's Chan Lee Painter reports of a possible federal bailout for the airline angering some Republicans in Congress. America's listening to Fox News.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association is proud to once again present Vintage Rendezvous. Today, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the downtown city park. Vintage Rendezvous includes British cars, sidecars, antique motorcycles, and recycled treasures. Once again, Vintage Rendezvous today, 10 to 4 at the downtown city park. Admission is free. For more info, go to pasorobelsdowntown.org. That's pasorobelsdowntown.org.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 National Design Awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers 6 wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Paso Robles.
John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, locally owned and operated for over 20 years. Combination of construction, whether it's new construction, remodel, and concrete work, along with pest control, including termites and bird control, and more. Get it done the right way and on time. John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, the one call that does it all. Give John a call, 466-8667.
Attention kids of all ages. For great family entertainment, head to the Park Cinemas in Paso Robles with the latest releases as well as special features and showings. And if you're looking for a birthday gift or just a way to say thank you, gift certificates are available. For the movie hotline, call 227-2172. That's 227-2172 or online, parkcinemas.com. And as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy a movie or two.
Welcome back in. This is Gearhead Radio. Thanks for tuning in. It is Saturday, May. No, it's not May.
What? It's not May.
What month is it?
It's April.
April.
Don't you jump us ahead like that.
I'm just checking to see if you're paying attention over there.
Good one. Yeah, we're ground control, Major Tom.
April 25th, 2026. Be sure to mark your calendars every Saturday at 9 a.m. Tune in for Gearhead Radio on AM 1230. The one and only. Where North County comes
to life for the right choice. I don't know what the phrase is.
It's where North County comes to talk.
Oh, my bad. I haven't heard that before. It's just the right choice. Clearly, I don't pay attention.
I'm glad you said it, not me.
That's okay. I have a 1-year-old that I'm running around with.
That's true.
Taking all my brain power.
So for the break, we're talking a little bit about AI and integration into the automotive industry. Great call, and brought up a good topic about, you know, some of the forgotten or bygones of where the industry, how the industry has gotten to where it is, you know, and it brings me to like the competition and like having a lot of great things all at once that really elevates the industry as a whole. And, you know, the advent of AI might be one of those new catalysts that promotes that, right? For one, you're going to have the resentment of like, AI can't do the job better than I can. Okay, well then get your in gear and figure it out, right? Like, get after it. Get motivated. Like, use it as motivation to be better than it, sure. Or, you know, you can use it as a supplement. So if you have an idea, you can input it and it gives you more creative juices to keep it going. And that's the direction we were talking about here with GM. And they're using AI and allowing their designers to use it. So designers and engineers at General Motors have decided that resistance is futile and that it's better to see how much AI can improve their work than dig in their heels and insist that human brain is the only asset that matters. They say processes that once took weeks or months of heavy lifting now happens in minutes, creating efficiencies that allow more room for human creativity. And I really like that because that's really something that we've also at the shop implemented a lot, right? Let's use this new tool, let's use this new feature or AI, let's use it to take care of all the minuscule stuff and then allow the team to focus more on the human interaction, right? We spend a lot of time with inspections. We really enjoy being able to provide a full comprehensive digital vehicle inspections with pictures and videos and allow you to see your vehicle in an angle that you may never see because you don't have the lift, you don't have the stuff and to know what's good and what's bad. And so the next advent of that is using the videos to create an inspection. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Yeah, this is a good topic about AI. I was going to say I own a Tesla model. Well, I suppose my wife drives it, but I have a 22 Model Y, and it's got Grok integrated into the system there.
Nice.
And it's really, really convenient because not only can you talk to it when you're bored, but it's also like you can ask it a question like, where's the nearest... I can just touch the button and go, hey, Grok, where's the nearest fast food? And go, I'm looking for burgers. Can you show me restaurants with burgers? And then, which one has the cheapest burger, you know, or the quickest on my route? And so instead of having to tinker with the screen the whole time, right, I can just talk to it, which is nice. But
yeah.
I think what would be really good is if it could integrate into other cars and then sort of go, hey, you have this fault. With this system, these are the common causes for this fault. Here's a recommendation for a shop. This is a medium severity fault. You know, do you want me to schedule an appointment? And then maybe the
mechanics can be integrated into it and leave an automated thing. Hey, you know, X guy has this problem.
Yeah, Apple's a step ahead with that. They have a vehicle that will text your phone when you're ready for an oil change. Hey, I just scheduled you an appointment for your oil change on this date, and it'll put it on your calendar.
Yeah. Yeah, people shouldn't be... I don't think people should be scared of AI. I think you should double-check it, because it can be clearly wrong. Like, I've used it, and it's told me, oh, it's the orange wire with the white tracer, and I'm like, no, it's not. You know? So it's like, not always correct, right? But you can use it to your advantage, right? If you're going to be a stick in the mud, not advance with the times, you know, you're going to get left behind. I use it for cooking ChatGPT is integrated with Instacart now. There's a feature, if you have the premium function, where you can tell it, hey, I want to make chicken Alfredo. Can you order me the ingredients from Food for Less? And I want the cheapest ingredients. And it will go in and talk to Instacart, and it will create an order for you ready for pickup.
It's crazy.
And then you go to Instacart and just pay for it.
I was watching the convention in Vegas, and they have refrigerators now that'll know the ingredients, and then it'll pull up a recipe based on the ingredients that are in your refrigerator.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, consumerism's great. I'm sure it's really expensive, but, you know, there is a place for it, right? It's made my life easier because I'm able to, like, instantly get that feedback and get questions answered, whereas maybe I'd have to, like, go and talk to the consultant. You know, I could just, you know.
But oh, for sure,
I don't know about the self-driving stuff. I mean, I don't know. It's not, I mean, anytime the sun's right in the windshield, it freaks out. So it didn't.
Yeah, not quite there.
Nobody worry about that.
I like what you said with the Tesla, too, because I've seen that where if you have a trip planned, right, you can just go in and say, hey, I'm driving from here to here. Find me all the superchargers on my route and make sure that I don't run out of battery. And I want to make sure I'm you know, more than 20% battery at each stop, and then make each stop next to a burger joint. So I have a supercharger next to, you know, and you can, like, plan your whole trip. You spend 30 seconds talking to it, and it'll plan the whole trip from where you are, where you're going, with all your charging stops and all your food stops. And it's like, how long would that take you if you're sitting there at home, like, mapping it out, like, looking in every location, right?
Yeah, it's just convenient. I mean, but again, it's not always correct. So it's like, for this topic, I guess, for what you do, I don't necessarily trust it for, like, mechanic stuff, because it's not usually, honestly, it's not even usually right.
Yeah, that and taxes and probably nothing legal. But if you're looking for a good burger joint, I mean, that's a good way to use it.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a good day.
Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah, it's got limitations like anything else. You know, you don't want to take it verbatim. I think that's going to be probably the biggest concern or the issue that we see in the future is people trusting it more than they should, right? And I think that's the fear that comes across, is you don't want to get into that position where you begin trusting it, because you don't want to turn in, you don't want to become that. But for the most part, I think we're all smart enough to know better, I hope. And again, it's just a tool, right? It's just like Googling something, and we've dealt with that for years. Or on Facebook, right? You don't believe everything on Facebook. You don't believe everything on Google. You shouldn't believe everything ChatGPT or OpenAI. If you're not familiar with what Grok is, if you go into ChatGPT, there's different GPTs that you can get, and Grok is one that's, for lack of better terms, programmed to act like Elon Musk. So if you've never explored chat, I highly recommend that you do. You don't have to do the paid version, but you can go into GPTs, you can open it up, and you can look for an image designer. You can find specific GPTs that are programmed or logged in with prompts that will help you with what you're looking for. So if you're looking for, you know, like, I don't recommend it, but like legal assistance or mechanical repair or stuff like that, you can type that in and see what, you know, has already been prompted, because prompts are the biggest one. And I don't want to make this, like, all of a sudden turn this into a show about how to use ChatGPT and AI, but just kind of opening the door a little bit there. But the right in that aspect of don't believe everything they see. And with what we were talking about with using it in our shop and being able to open up that door to create more human interaction, with our inspections, we do pictures and videos. So if you've been in before, you know that you get a ton of pictures, you get videos, you get everything sent to you, emailed to you, text to you. You have a live link to our repair process. So the link that we send you actually gives you kind of it is a live repair order to the shop. So you can see how it's progressing through the shop. You can see any notes that are added in real time from the techs and stuff like that. What I want to get to is about the inspection is the next advent that we're getting into is we could take a video of the vehicle, right? Which we do anyway. But then we spend about 10 to 15 minutes outside of that kind of writing up notes, clicking whether it's good, whether it's bad, you know, what we're recommending based on. Now, AI is able to integrate with the video process. Now, this isn't live yet, but this is on the horizon. Just beginning in the beta phases or like the testing phases. We take a video. We walk under the car. Hey, this is Jimmy Shifting Gears, taking a look under the vehicle here. Notice the tires are a little worn on the front driver and the brakes are down at 2 millimeters and got a little bit of an oil leak coming out of the back here. We want to get that cleaned up and addressed, figure out where that's coming from. It looks like on the back here, there's a U-joint that's worn out. Whatever it is that we find. As we're speaking here, we close that video. Now AI goes in and actually extracts all that data that I just said and actually writes up estimates based on what I said. It'll actually pull it out and like write up an inspection for me. Oh, I said that the tires are low. I said the brakes are low. Now, again, you got to go back and double check all this stuff, but just think about the time savings that that creates, right? It just, it's so much more time that can, so that goes into now, that's why we're doing a lot of like, that's why we don't charge for inspections anymore. Just on the small amount that we're able to implement so far, we just pass the savings right along, right? Like, well, if we're not spending an hour doing an inspection anymore, then we don't need to charge an hour for an inspection anymore. So used correctly, it's pretty powerful. I guess this is what I wanted to get to. I think that's the main thing here. But and it's good to see like GM on the same platform, right? So again, they're using it to free up creatives to allow automakers to do their thing. And then when you get stuck, writer's block, right? If you ever try to write something before, like that's a big one, right? It's like, man, I had all these ideas and now that I'm sitting down with a pen in my hand or a keyboard in front of me, I can't think of anything. Well, he just kind of just bounced your ideas off a chat. I like what he said when he called. Sometimes I could just drive around and just have someone to talk to, you know, and it's not like a lonely place where it's like, oh, now we're going to lose all human interaction because all he wants to do is talk to AI. No, it's just sometimes you have an idea that pops in your head and it might be stupid, but you want to like bounce some ideas off somebody and there's nobody there. So you have like this AI tool. You're like, hey, what is this? And then as you're doing it, it's all logged. So then later when you get home, you're like, what was that idea I had? And it's all saved in the log. So it's another, I relate to that because it's another big thing I do. I have a wearable that I wear sometimes around my neck and it listens and records all my conversations for the whole day. So someone walks up to me and says something and then I move on with like 10 other items. I completely forget about it. At the end of the day, I get a little summary on my phone of all the things that I'm like, oh, I totally forgot. I got to call that guy back or I got to order that part or whatever it is. So it's helpful when it's needed. Anyway, I'll move off the AI trend and actually talk about drum brakes when we get back.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trust, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
And we're back.
And I might be back for 30 seconds or
oh, you're back.
Minutes.
There you are.
Who knows?
I don't know where you went.
Mallory just is running off these days. She's very able-bodied. Running down the hallway, running, trying to touch all the outlets.
Turning all the knobs and buttons and switches.
Pretty much. Sorry, Kevin. Just kidding. Not
you just
really.
You just gave him a heart attack. She's being a terror.
No, she's able-bodied young lady. She's just very capable right now.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to car stuff.
Back to car stuff. This is Gearhead Radio, and I appreciate you tuning in. Talking a lot about AI today. It kind of went that way. I guess we talked about a lot of stuff, actually.
Well, that's a big part of where everything's headed, though. I mean, it's an important conversation to keep having.
Yeah. I want to shift gears a little bit here.
Dun, dun.
What was that?
It was a drum.
That was a drum?
A punny joke. What do you mean that was a drum? Anyway, moving on, we're going to talk about drum brakes.
So a decades-old safety feature is making a comeback.
Ooh.
So the long before brands like Porsche, Mercedes, AMG, and Cadillac made it trendy to dress up your disc brake parts so they'd display like jewelry from behind the car's spinning wheels, drum brakes were the norm. Back then, nobody loved drum brakes enough to dress them up for display. With a splash of shiny metal and color, and past history meant that cars with four-wheel drum brakes were not known to stop very well or be very safe. But then the 90s arrived, and four-wheel disc brakes were becoming a hot item. Initially popularized in high-performance cars of the day, cars with four-wheel disc brake promoted them strongly in advertising for years as shoppers sought safer vehicles with better technology on board. Hence where we are now, right? At some point in the middle of all this, high-performing cars like the Dodge Viper and Porsche 911 started to dress up their disc brakes, and the trend carried downstream. Aftermarket suppliers, caliper paint, right, drilled and slotted rotors. More and more shoppers wanted in on the four-wheel discs, and lowly drum brake was largely wiped from the existence in all but a few specific applications. In that same timeline, drum brakes largely lived a lonely life on rear axle of some cars and trucks where they were often left to leak and rust, and nobody thought of them, and where they were typically covered or concealed to hide us from their unsightly looks.
I mean, I don't think they're unsightly, and you could totally dress them up, but for the record, I do really like the... What compared it to jewelry, the disc brake, that you can see the different colors and textures. I actually really like all that. But
yeah,
you can do that with drum brakes. Why can't you do that with drum brakes?
What? You can't. It's
We're
just
going
a big
to,
drum.
Well,
so
yeah,
it,
but
it was discs,
it.
Not drums that got all the attention. All the latest engineering advancements, all the flashy visual upgrades. Well, mostly. So, as you know, with drum brakes, they aren't commonplace on the road today, though they're all still popular in some specific applications. For instance, the Toyota Tacoma only switched to rear disc brakes for its latest generation, while the previous generation ran a front disc rear drum setup. More broadly, pickup trucks and SUVs held on to drum brakes longer than cars, commonly because drum brakes are easier to service, less complex, and constructed in a way that protects them from excess dirt, dust, mud, and water in off-road setting. Now, less complex and easier to service, I will fight that one. If you've ever done drum brakes before and you weren't raised on drum brakes, I don't know about that.
Difference of opinion? Difference of tools?
You'll also find rear drum brakes on a 2025 Nissan Versa and other similar affordable cars, too. That's because drum brakes are easier to make and assemble, not easier to service. Both from cheaper materials and can lower the price and potentially maintenance costs of cars equipped with them. They're also known to operate with less drag, which can help cars more affordably hit fuel or energy efficiency targets.
I did not know that.
So when an EV drives down the road, its wheels, which are connected to its motors, are spinning at all times, whether or not the motor is applying power to them. So when you accelerate in an electric vehicle, the motors apply power to the wheels driving the car. When you remove your foot from the accelerator, the car coasts. Now the wheels are spinning, but the motors aren't sending power to them. In this situation, the spinning wheels drive the electric motors instead of vice versa. So when the EV's coasting wheels drive and when the electric vehicle's coasting wheels drive the electric motors, electricity is generated, not consumed, and it's stored back in the battery. So it's like a generator. And I mean, this is hybrid's process, right? This is the exact same thing. It's called regen braking. So press the brake pedal and the effect is amplified. It takes a lot of energy to power the motor and thus turn the rotor against the magnetic resistance. Now, this torque can be used to brake the vehicle. So what we're talking about here is the Porsche Taycan. It's the principle works in much of the way on all electric vehicles. When you brake, most of the deceleration comes from the magnetic resistance as the rotor turns, the level of which is controlled by the brake pedal. This magnetic resistance generates electricity and negative torque instead of the heat and does most of the work of slowing the car down. So what we're getting at here is the brakes aren't really being used very much anymore because the electric motor is able to then recapture that energy to store back into the battery because it's a motor generator. It's not an electric motor. It's an electric motor generator because it motors you and then it generates on slowdown. So in this way, most braking in an electric vehicle is almost totally electric, with traditional friction brakes used mainly just to hold the vehicle at rest or when stopped, or for hard stops or panic situations where the ABS needs to be engaged. Now, the amount of energy an electric motor can recover during the braking continues to be an area of development, with cars like the Taycan and Ioniq 5N able to regenerate tremendous amounts of electric braking and energy recovery before any friction and heat are required. So with that being said, drum brakes have now popped up in a few EVs like the Volkswagen, and you'll find them on also like the Fiat 500. Though common misconceptions may persist in some circles, supplier Continental offers some context. In a 2022 article, they mentioned that drum brakes are nearly as old as the car itself and often associated with small cars with low performance engines. So they cautioned that this could result in an oversight of the existing technical features of drum brake technology itself. So basically, what we're getting at here is as EVs begin to evolve, they're finding more ways to reduce drag and then B, have a lower cost of production. Now, they're also hoping that with drum brakes, it's going to last the service life of the vehicle. It's going to last as long as the battery lasts. And it's true. Most electric vehicles and even with the hybrids, brakes were not something that typically got replaced a lot unless you just are a lack of terms, terrible driver, you know. If you can drive the Prius or the hybrid or the electric vehicle conservatively, the brakes last a very, very long time because a lot of the braking comes from the electric motors. So if you're able to replace the disc brakes with drum brakes do typically last much longer than disc brakes. There's a lot more surface area. You have two big shoes. So the push to bring drum brakes back into the marketplace with the advent of electric vehicles is quite interesting. We've made a lot of progress when it comes to braking applications. And I don't know if I'd call it a step backwards, but it's interesting that an older technology like that is becoming more relevant as technology begins to expand. I thought it was quite interesting. They just don't make them like they used to. Cue the all the old time sayings, right? Where'd you go anyway? Are you still here?
We're around the corner.
Anyway, I guess we're out of here. Mallory's walking out of the building, so it's time to go. We'll see you next Saturday. Have a great week. See ya.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Paso Robles on River Road. You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.